even in that words he does not desire, he goes to an extreme to bring in that sweet joy and stuff. He uses a word that no Iranian really understands, but he uses it because he wants to put it against something else. One stuff is the joy. He goes to mustaghaz, a word that Iranian they don't understand, to put it against that taste we're talking about, that attraction towards something. I would say, without these two, which are the best ever, God, he doesn't want all life for this. Not this joy, not that kind of it, but the one which is coming from above. Yes?
He lives for God's sake, nor for riches. He dies for God's sake, not from fear of pain. His faith is for the sake of his will, not for the sake of paradise and its trees and streams.
Means I'm talking about someone who is not good to receive some virgins in the paradise and so on. Talking about someone who believes in God because God is calling him. Period. He answers to that. Do you remember? The word is always hanging there. But do you remember? I'm your God. And these fellows are living there, that they remember and say, yes, I remember. Yes. This is that kind of God. The faith, the safety inside, shouldn't be something which needs to be paid back and wanting something for it. Itself should be it. I mean, when you are in love, you're in love. Not for something, not for some reward. Yes?
His abandonment of infidelity is also for God's sake, not for fear lest he go into the fire.
Because everybody has the fear of the fire and they don't do the bad stuff because later they will be punished. He will say, I'm talking about a God who is not infidel because he loves her, not because he has the fear of the fire of the hell. Yeah.
That disposition of his is like this originally. It is not discipline or by his effort and endeavor. He laughs at the moment when he sees pleasure. To him, destiny is even as sugared sweetmeat.
Yep. He laughs at the moment that he sees satisfaction. As simple as that, result. Like the sweetness which has the sweet consequence. Again, the word is as our consequence here, not destiny. Yeah?
The servant whose disposition and character is this, does not the world move according to his command. Yeah. And behest.
This servant you put here later was a slave, and none of this is correct because here he uses that Persian word binded, bande, because in Persian band means a ribbon or one stuff that you tie two things together. Bande means connected, binded. Yes, it has the meaning of the slave as well, but we know here he's not talking about the slavery. He's talking about this satisfaction of someone who is attached to someone else. That attachment is the real word. Bande means attached. Yes, that attachment was with the slave and the master as well, but it's not always that. Yes?
So is it like, could you put the connected one?
Exactly, but yeah. It could be connected one, attached, affiliated. Because in affiliation, that feel which is the binding rope is there in Latin when you say affiliated. I believe affiliated will do better than other words. What do you think? When they say affiliated, what will be the first meaning?
It's not as strong.
It's not close.
Yeah.
It's not.
What?
It's not close. It doesn't.
It's
it
not
doesn't
as
mean,
strong as
mean.
The one who's affiliated is sort of lesser, and the tie
lesser binder. No, we need something stronger because we are defining the fellow with that bondage. Bonded fellow, I believe. What?
Devotee.
In a way, yes, devotee could be it. The word binding is somehow missing because in Persian it's based on that one, bonding. That's bandle. Pardon me?
A bond.
A bond, yeah.
I don't, personally, servant is probably as close to something that's going to have that meaning than any sort of word you're going to try to interpose, because it has some of those subtle connotations, but none of these other ones we've been discussing are going to come close.
So you prefer servant?
If you for the slave, I don't like.
Oh yeah, slave is not
like
that. Definitely, slave is not. But servant,
the servant is probably as close as anything we're going to come.
If it feels good, it's good.
Yeah, but it's good to remind us
yes.
that it's not, or it's more.
Yes. Yep.
Then why should he make entreaty and cry in prayer, "Oh God, avert this consequence"? For
well,
God.
Why should he? As simple as now, you see how he explained it. He went to a lot of those philosophy terms and blah 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 blah, but at the end brought it to something that a six-year-old boy could understand. To say, okay, if a guy really is happy with this. Why should he pray even for some changes? When you like it as it is, you're satisfied. This is how it is. You cannot change the first fact, can you? Everything is in his order. So you should change yourself. Change your wishes to be exactly as he likes it. Yes.
For God's sake, his death and the death of his children is to him like sweetmeat in the gullet. To that loyal one, the death agony of his children is like honey cakes to a destitute old man. Why then should he invoke, unless perchance he see the pleasure of the judge in the invocation?
Okay, now you listen to this. Tonight, any of you are going to pray? you should listen carefully. Yes, read it again, that verse.
Why then should he invoke God, unless perchance he sees the pleasure of the judge in invocation?
If you're praying, but you're not asking for something. You're not asking for some changes. Is there anything else in prayer?
Thanks in thanksgiving. You pray to give thanks. Isn't that prayers too?
Not even that one.
Pray.
Because we talked about another prayer. We talked about it differently. It goes like this. Somebody came to this crazy fellow Majnun and said, "You silly guy, you are here with these animals and lady is somewhere else. Why do you keep repeating her name?" "I'm sweetening my mouth, you fool. You don't understand it. Prayer? talked about it, didn't we? Prayer has nothing to do with God at all. It's my chance to practice and improve my feeling. It's a practice for me, isn't it? So when I do it, just to be happy that I'm calling his name because he told me to. He said, call my name. And I'm doing it, not because I'm asking for something, not if the prayer doesn't cover needs and explanations. They always say, oh God, please remember my auntie. Well, he's going to forget your auntie if he's like that. Do not pray. You should pray that there is only one simple verse that you could repeat ever and ever. What is that sentence? ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. That's it. Our God. It's not my God. It's not O God. It's our God. God of we. Give us the best here and the best later. And save us from the fire. Prayer. I cannot explain to him what is good. But when I say I look at the beauty and the best, which are both words in Arab are the same, his horse is the beauty. That's why we know his beauty. His beauty, and that's it. So I want it now, I want it later, and I'm running away from the fire. Fire with him, of my dragon, period. Nothing else. I leave the details to him because I know what is good, but I don't know what is khair, which is the other good, which is the good of everyone. Good is for an animal. That we got to look at, yes, this is good. But when we say khair, it's not for one stuff, it's general, total, in that level. Therefore, it's simple to understand what we are talking here. We are talking about me changing my silly attitudes and not surrender really. Enjoy it because it's good and I love it. Period. Yes?
That righteous servant does not make that intercession, evocation from his own mercifulness. He has burnt up his own mercifulness at the moment when he has lighted the lamp of love of God. Love is the hellfire of his attributes. It has burnt up the attributes of self.
If you want to lighten your lamp, you should eliminate the fire of the stove. If you want that light coming, do not mix it with yourself. Even the pity, do you remember the pity, which is fantastic in Arabic because it has two different meanings? It has Rahm and Rahm, which are two different stuff. One is the pity, the other one is the giving, all of it. And all this is his adjective. He said this fellow will eliminate his own Rahm because he believes that his Rahm is enough for everything. Even when he has pity on someone, he will relate it to the source. Yes?
When did any night traveler understand this distinction? Except Takiki, so that he sped into this empire.
Simple. Somebody who eliminated all personal attention, all personal desire, all personal stuff,